getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hello Mickey Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
Mickey, Jane, hi.
Here we go. Let's get ready for an absolute cracker out of the blocks. I'm going to talk you through what happened in Brisbane last night.
Oh, we're up on our toes. We can't wait to hear about that, Megan.
One show down, three to go.
And a good sign that you're here.
Yeah.
The pump call is underway. I'm in one piece. And wait till you hear what's happening tonight.
Okay.
It's all happening.
Brilliant.
I'll give you an update as we speak.
Fantastic.
But it involves Moon Man.
Oh, no.
Oh, dearie, really? Okay. I'm not linking the two, but we do have a court report coming up. We've got a few unusual cases that have come to hand that we will discuss.
Give me a touch.
All right. A Japanese professor, a law lecturer, woman who's flashed her bare bum in court. So just a nice taste.
If you can't chuck a brown eye in court,
what's going on?
That's what we fight for.
That's true. We've got interesting food news. You know, we love our food stories.
I got one. Oh, can I say one of the stories in there? There is going to be a French fry shortage. In America.
No!
That will bring that country down.
That's terrible news.
To its knees! We'll get to
lots of entertainment news. Elton John's gone wacko again.
Really?
Yes. Yep. He's had another hissy fit.
That's just
exciting.
One thing. And someone's burnt their bot pot.
A celebrity has tried the perennium sunning and it didn't go well.
That's all gone pear-shaped.
We've got Andrew Hansen coming in, our mate from The Chaser. He's got a great game for us to play.
Can't wait. Dave O'Neill's on board. Yeah. That's got to be good. And guess what?
What?
There is a horse race named in our honour.
There is two in Bunbury.
We had no idea. But I just found this out.
It's crept up on us, this one.
Tonight, we'll walk you through all the chances.
It's the Kennedy Malloy handicap. Maybe.
There it is. 1,700. Good Lord. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Much more to get through.
Oh, Mickey, you look pretty good for today, and you're in Sydney at the moment, aren't you?
They had to erect the scaffolding and get me into here and make up. But I'm here in one piece. What a great night. Thank you to Triple M Brisbane. What a great bunch of people they are.
They did a great job for you, didn't they?
Nick Cady was unbelievable. That hotel, the Breakfast Creek Hotel, is one of the greats. It's a natural. I put it in as one of the great big hotels in Australia. And the night was
beautiful.
A cracker. There was icy cold Brick Lane on tap. One guy who is like a chef on a luxury boat has showed me how to get a beer from room temperature to icy cold in 90 seconds.
What?
I will never give that away.
Why not?
Secret.
It's a life hack.
Don't keep that a secret.
It's, you know what? It's your need-to-know basis.
You've got to share that.
Need-to-know
really?
Basis. And he was missing his daughter's Year 7 graduation to be there last night.
Oh, my God.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So that's
very good. And I saw lots of photos too, so you got lots of Instagram snaps. Mm.
We did. It was a cracking night. The people of Brisbane are awesome. Our listeners in Brisbane are awesome.
Well done.
Tonight, we go over the trenches at the Chippo in Sydney.
Yeah.
And look, there's been a couple of late changes to the rundown. Well, there was a miscommunication. I was under the impression that Moon Man, because he's coming, by the way, the breakfast crew up here, Moon Man in the morning.
Coming.
I thought he was getting up and doing 10.
But you're doing a bit of routine, stand up.
When I ran to check, how do I describe this? He was possibly on the tail end of a very, very big lunch.
Oh, he's winding down. This is last week on radio.
I've made an executive decision in both our best interests that maybe he not go on
tonight. Yeah, I think that's wise, knowing Moon Man.
So,
although, I'll tell you what, I'd love to be there if he'd gone.
Two words, Joan. Yep. Career ender. For either me or him, and it's not worth it. We're too valuable to this network, so we're doing a late-breaking change at the moment.
But he's going to come along and see you.
Oh, he's going to be there anyway. Of course he is. This is Sydney's Night of Nights. We'll be there. The choir boys will be there. There'll
unreal.
Be stars aplenty.
Run to paradise.
Run to paradise, which I do. I'm going to get up and do the hold your head up. I'll do that bit.
Well, that will be a treat. great. I wish I was there to see it.
All right.
I'm
it's
being
gonna be
serious
great.
Now.
We can't wait.
Good
and
on you.
I was meant to thank Nick Cody for last night too.
Yeah.
He's a bloody
sure,
funny
Nick.
Guy.
Good on you, Nick.
He's great.
All right.
Well done.
Will hey, we get
mate,
the show on the road?
Do you know what? There's no better place to be than one quarter into a four-day
road trip.
Pub crawl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy right now.
A JR producer doesn't look as enthusiastic as you do.
He has reasons to be worried.
We'll be giving away some tickets a bit later in the show as well to your other pub shouts coming up. Thanks to
yes.
Oh,
Ryan,
yeah, we're
so.
Going to give tickets away, so stand by, everyone.
Do you know what he did last night? He wouldn't go to bed till I went to bed.
I know, because they sent me photos. Mick said, I promise you, one more Negroni, I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed.
Jay's watching me as I type, as I text this, and then Jay sent me a text and said, Mick's going to bed. This is
it's all great. Well done, Brick Lane. We're off to a fly. When we come back, a bit of court news.
Oh, yes.
You got it. All thanks to Holden Colorado too, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Dedicated detectives who investigate are members of an elite squad known as
Kennedy Molloy's Court Report.
These are their stories.
Well,
what's going on?
This is avoiding court. Rugby Australia has avoided.
Okay, yep.
A very costly and potentially embarrassing trial. They've reached a settlement agreement with sacked Wallaby Israel Folau.
And okay.
There
well,
you go.
Is that disappointing?
Well,
or,
it is in ways to me. I don't know which way it, right, I don't know to whose advantage that is ultimately.
We don't know,
we
the,
don't
details,
know the details.
I would like to have seen that play out, but I just, part of me thinks that's been condoned. Right. Or
and there'll be confidentiality agreements, et cetera, which is boring. Yeah.
Can I get onto something that I think is more important?
I think a bit more highbrow. Let's go.
Let's check in with Gold Coast deckhand Chaya Handley, who's pled guilty to negligence after a boat she was in was crashed on the Gold Coast because she was having sex with the skipper.
Wait a minute.
Okay, hang on. Let's back this up.
Back up.
This
hang
is all
on.
This is in the this is the stenographer, the court stenographer.
So she's been charged with having sex with the captain, and I believe he was in control of the boat via remote control.
That's right.
Because like, he had.
I'm
that
imagining. I'm imagining Captain Stubing in my head. Who are you seeing?
I'm seeing. Who's your Italian mate?
Scatino.
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 Scatino's going. I like this kid. He's good. He's a skipper. So Gold Coast woman working as a deckhand aboard a luxury charter boat has pled guilty to negligence after admitting to having drunken sex with a captain on the unnamed as the unnamed yacht ran aground. That's after it hit another boat.
Jeez.
This is good news for
I'm sorry. Why is she charged? If she's the deckhand and the captain is responsible, I imagine,
she's
for
distracted the captain. I mean,
oh,
you know.
Because that's what chicks do. They just distract captains like that.
Guess what?
That seems really unfair to me.
But here's my favourite detail of the case, which is she avoided any further prosecution, whatever, because she said she one day wants to be part of our border patrol.
Okay. Well.
There goes our nation's safety.
Yeah.
As our boats start bumping into other boats on the higher seas.
You never know. That'd be an interesting show. Then I'd start watching Border Patrol.
But it'd never be reported because it'll be operational matters at sea.
That's right.
The government don't report that stuff.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah, no, that's
she's.
A bit, I'm not
but guess
happy
what?
With that.
Guess what?
What?
Since she's been rehired by the same firm and promoted.
I bet you. Jeez.
Oh, jeez. Get your sea legs up. Here we go.
Okay.
If the boat's rocking.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, do you know what I love? What? There's a story about Greta Thunberg being driven across an ocean by two Australians on a boat that was powered naturally today. Mm. And we've gone with deckhand.
This is much more interesting.
Deckhand sex crashes boat at Gold Coast.
This is our big law and order.
What else you got?
Court report. Okay. A Japanese lecturer with Queensland, who's been lived in Queensland and Victoria. Mm. She's won a high court battle to stay in Australia, just for now, because she had a conviction for threatening to kill court staff. Oh, and she mooned a judge. So I don't know why. But they're saying she can stay. She's this diminutive Japanese lady. And
may I approach the bench? Cut that, Your Honour.
Turn around, please.
Hey, Jane, luckily justice is blind.
Well, yeah, okay. I get
all right, Lady Liberty. All right. That is hilarious.
She's caught the She's caught it. She's fought every court in Australia for more than 15 years so that she could stay here. She even granted the right to seek a royal pardon from the Queen.
Yeah, no, that's it. She's going to see the Queen. She's got a mooning coming her way. She'll get noise to the Queen and drop her strides promptly and go, cop that!
The Queen's got enough on her plate at the moment. I think she'd welcome this bird coming.
But this is Dutton has her in the sights. So Dutton has been trying to deport her and she can't be deported.
No, but he's just, that's what he wants to spend all his time doing, the important stuff. Mm. Just deporting.
If you were moon, her moon would probably look like two Peter Duttons.
Not going there. Hey, I've got one more. Can we fit it in?
What? Is it? Yes,
this is illegal but exciting. Three men in a Mercedes have set the new speed record crossing the US. You know the run, the cannonball run from New York to Los Angeles?
Yes. Yeah,
so three of them have jumped in the car and they've done it in 27 hours and 25 minutes, which is a new record, okay? What is amusing to me is that one of the men's job was to act as the police spotter. So this dude sits there and he's got binoculars on and he checks out and he's got gyro-stabilised binoculars and a thermal scope mounted on the roof. And they'd pick up a cop warning and they're able to use heat signature of the car so they could see it and avoid it. So that's right. They were awake for 27 hours and they did it. And that was, Cannonball Run. Isn't
that seems like good
movie?
Harmless fun.
Well, it is great.
That seems like something the whole family should
try. What was that movie? Cannonball Run, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it.
Cannonball Run. Yeah, that sounds one of the favourites. Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Yeah.
Burt Reynolds. Sally Fields.
Yeah. Who else you want to know? That's when they met. That's when they got it on.
All of them. Oh, Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, we can keep going. There was a cast of about 20 of them.
If you want to make a remake.
Jackie Gleason, was it?
Cannonball Run.
Jackie Gleason. Oh, man. What was the car?
A Mercedes. I don't know which kind it was.
Well done, all. That's our court report.
Yes. We've got terrible news about French fries coming. So I know.
Yes.
Yeah, the big stuff.
It's all coming up in food news.
Coming up next, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Look at all this food.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
I like food.
That is disgusting.
Kennedy Malloy's food news.
All right.
Well,
start with the big one. America's cooked. America's done.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen here. I don't want it to cross over.
French fry demand will not be met given a potato shortage.
No.
It's the poorest potato harvest ever. Tummies are rumbling all over America. You can take away their dignity. But you cannot take away their fries. Not since the hamburger was on the beat.
We've got a news story. We've got to, just hear the news because where it gets serious. And now I believe. Let's hear this chick.
A French fry shortage apparently is on the horizon. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates domestic potato output will drop more than 6% this year. You can blame Hurricane Dorian along with the cooler weather.
Thanks a lot, Dorian.
The spuds grow.
Apocalypse watch.
This is the end of it for America.
If that happens in Australia as well? What if we have? What if the bushfires have affected the potatoes?
We'll be right. We'll be right. The Americans, though, that's their.
Oh yeah.
It's on their coat of arms.
It's a national dish.
It's on their flag.
That's on the top of their
French fries.
Food triangle. The food diagram.
You know what they'll be doing? They'll be hoarding.
Oh,
they'll be
hoarding fries.
They'll be hoarding fries, hoarding potatoes. They'll be sitting in a basement like those deniers.
Yes.
Just with bags of McCain.
In camouflage pants, sitting on a big pile of potatoes.
Wow.
They're coming for our potatoes. They're coming for our potatoes.
Imagine the price hike, though. When you go in, you have, cheeseburger and fries. That'll be $97.
Yeah, that's it.
This will get America's attention, not since the war.
Well, that might be good for the Australian potato farming industry.
True.
We could export it.
You'll have to remove our tariffs.
Oh, let's get
tariffs on potatoes.
Let's get Dutton onto that, will we?
All tariffs are now being lifted on potatoes.
That's
please send potatoes.
Now, this next food story really appeals to me.
Sure, fire away.
One of Asia's biggest low cost carriers, AirAsia.
Yeah.
Is betting that people love its food so much when they're on the plane. It's opened its first restaurant. I am not joking. So if you're someone like me, I love airline food.
Do you?
I love it.
It's not just because it's free?
Well, maybe it's because people are serving me and I'm not cooking and someone else is bringing me. I eat everything. I really don't care what it is. I love it. And one of
you look forward to it? You go, oh, do you get your menu out and you go, what are we having tonight?
Oh, yes.
Is there a mystery involved with it as well when they bring it over to you?
Oh, no. I really study the menu as soon as I sit down. I go,
and just for disclosure, we should point out you generally sit up the front of the plane.
That
where
is rubbish.
The meal is better,
James.
You wouldn't know what goes back.
No, food in Australia on flights, we've got all the top chefs making for everybody, from economy.
Down the back of the plane, they're just chucking stuff around the cabin.
No, I tell you what.
Like it's they're feeding the farm. That's what they do. You wouldn't know about it.
You wouldn't
yes, I would. Don't be stupid.
You've
how
never turned
I do
right
that?
In your life.
I have so. How do you think I travel the world with five children?
Right. The last time you went nuts was when you spilt your burgundy on your first class pyjamas. You went, I demand another pair.
No, what I was going to say is when I used to, but I don't anymore, and that's just my issue. I used to go on Malaysian Air. But I don't anymore.
Gave that up, did you?
Oh, the whole...
Yeah. Passed on that.
Had a rethink.
But when I did, they have a satay trolley.
Oh, yum.
That goes up and down the... I swear, they're the best satays you ever have, but this is what you have to do. Because they're on sticks, it's so embarrassing. He comes back a second time. You go, oh, don't mind if I do. We'll have a couple more. You've got to start hiding your sticks down the side of the chair so they can't see how many you've had. Anyway, they're going to open
Do you just rub it out and throw yourself in front of the trolley so it doesn't roll past?
I have been known to do
they
that.
They put those spikes on the ground so the wheels are burst just as it goes past. Do you clamp it?
Oh, no, I don't, but I would. This is going to be in Kuala Lumpur, the first of its kind, these restaurants. Entrees cost around $3 US. And you can get your chicken and rice.
Airline food.
Just like in your little dish, just like on the airlines.
So Chan, do you know exciting. What they do, just so you also get the thrill? Mm. They've got really tiny toilets.
That's good.
Is it on a tray table, do you think, or dinner? Ah, we'll have a tray table
I'm pretty
table
sure
for
they
four.
Will. Yep, they'll serve it on a tray table, and everything has to be
Qantas
unwrapped.
Should do that. Qantas should try that.
I think it's fun.
Of course, I'll have to find some 95-year-old waitresses.
Whoa!
Who turn you off after four beers.
Oh, my God. I haven't flying you Qantas to today, are you?
I love Qantas, by the way. Yeah. Big hello to whoever's running the Chairman's Club.
That ship has sailed, and you know it. And you know I'm the only one going to be turning through those secret doors.
An airline toilet. How good is it? Could you join the Mile High Club in that restaurant?
Oh, I don't know.
They got a black box recording in case there's
bad might be news. Illegal to film or record people on the ground.
I like that story a lot. Well done. That's food news.
Yes,
have we done?
Oh, we are done. The advent calendar. They're just quickly. What you happened? Know the advent calendars that are out now, and you open up. Countdown to Christmas.
So each day you
each
open
day.
Something up, and there's a treat behind.
Yeah. Oops. Cadbury had a bit of a slip up. Because kids were so delighted, they're opening. What's behind here? Ba-bang.
What?
Nothing. They forgot to put the chocolate.
Watch.
They forgot
that
to put the chocolate in.
That's the worst present ever.
They have to recall something.
Worse than not getting a child something is pretending to get them something and then disappointing them when there's nothing there.
Some father said he put it on Instagram. He goes, open the back and it's empty. Cheers. Son's crying. Nice one.
Imagine if America, if you had one of those, then you opened up and there was no fries.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's
hey, Americans
true.
Are going to lose it.
Yes,
Trump
they will.
Trump will get rolled.
Well, that's
the country
his favourite
will come.
Meal.
There'll be another civil riot.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll sort it
the great
out.
Potato famine. Well done, food news.
Okay, coming up, we've got some entertainment.
Yeah. A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Ever felt like going on Dance Moms Australia? If
well,
so...
That's sexist, Jane.
Hang on. You'd go on that, wouldn't you?
Could I go on that?
You could meet someone.
I would dress up as Mrs. Doubtfire.
That would be very frightening.
And go on Dance... What's Dance Moms?
Well, it's a show. It's up to about season 8, I think, in the US. It's
a big hit?
Oh, a huge hit. Abby Lee Miller is the very, very...
Bossy,
tough dance teacher, and she trains all these really talented young girls. But we also have the mothers on the side, the stage mums, and that's that's what makes the drama.
Oh, so the mums are not dancing.
No, it's the kids.
I thought it was mums because the show I would be on is Dance Uncles, where you just see your uncles come out and have to have a dance off.
Dance mums.
My daughter went to
a wedding.
Yeah. My daughter went to a signing. They came out to Australia and like the dance mum Abby Lee and Maddie Ziegler who dance on the Sea video.
That's
by the way.
Right.
And so she went to a signing.
I've got like a dance mum. Like my mum has always stick
very pushy.
Her nose
pushy.
In.
Stage mother used
to take me along to casting calls and harass people.
That is utter rubbish.
No room to breathe. I could have been anything if I had a mother who loved me. I've said it before.
Well, this show is quite hypnotic because, first of all, you see these girls dancing and this woman, Abby Lee, is so tough in them. Yeah. Well, guess who wants to be the Abby Lee of Australia? Australia's sweetheart. There's a hint.
Pauline Hanson.
Close. She's got red hair. So, yeah, very close.
I'm going to say Gina Reinhart.
Who's that going to be?
Oh, my God. That's so funny. No, it's Nikki
Webster. Ronda
Birchmore. No, close. Nikki Webster. Yes.
Little Nikki Webster.
Wow. Nikki, she runs a dance studio and she's put out an audition call. She wants people to send in an audition tape.
Right.
And I guess you have to send in mother and daughter tapes because that's where
show,
the drama of the show comes from.
But hang on, she wants to host the series here.
Yes, an Australian version. The call-out's for 8 to 16-year-olds. Auditions would be kicking off in late January and early February in New South Wales.
You need to be a right bitch. Or is that for the mum? The mum has to be.
The mums have to. Generally, the girls were nice.
What are the girls like?
No, the girls were all lovely. Yeah. And
are there
the
any boys?
Hideous.
Are there any boys? Or?
Sometimes, but mostly it's girls.
Yeah. No Billy Elliots?
No,
I think it's mostly girls. And sometimes they get very saucy, their outfits. It's a bit too much for that age, don't you think, Dave?
Yeah, I agree. They're very
Dave watches
up.
This every night.
Well, I've got the
DVDs
at home.
Even when his daughter...
I wish I'd gone up on the wrong side of the tracks. I would have loved to, as a kid, dance my way out of Steeltown.
I'd love to see
you would have been a good tap dancer.
It's not too late. I've got good jazz hands.
See, this is where I think you keep bringing things like this up.
And I like
You're
doing that
desperate
thing.
For a
I like doing that thing where you stick your fingers inside your braces yes. and go, consider yourself my mate. And yeah, do a bit of a lumberjack. No, a chimney sweep kind of deal.
Yeah, you'd also be good in Oklahoma.
That is so good.
So, yeah. Oklahoma. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With Nikki, a big 10-gallon hat.
Yeah, you'd love that. What I'm going to say about this is I'm not convinced that any network has actually given this the go-ahead. So I don't know if this is the whim of Nikki's.
A bit of self-promotion.
A little bit of self-promotion, but hey. We're
she seems too nice to be a host of that show because Abby Lee's a bit rough.
She has appeared in men's magazines.
I beg your pardon.
How do you know that Nikki Webster's not got a harsh side?
I don't know. She's just little Nikki, strawberry kisses.
Oh, okay. She's about 45 now, little, so get over it.
Little Nikki did appear next to naked on the front of a men's magazine. Right.
Let's get on to Sir Elton John.
FHM, I think it was.
What is going on with Elton John? First, he is going bananas over security. Now, he's touched down in Sydney and he's dramatically exited his PJ, private jet. He's thrown out a Gucci handbag onto the tarmac.
So the first thing you see is the door come down, the steps come out, and then just a Gucci handbag.
A Gucci handbag flies out.
Can I imagine this? Now, imagine being angry when your own private jet has landed taking you somewhere.
How tough can life
most
be?
Most people in the world would be going, how good is my life? Look at me.
And a car runs.
I'm the winner.
There's a car waiting for him as he steps straight off the steps of the
private jet.
That
bag probably hit his driver right in the head.
Oh, my God. That is a $4,000 Gucci bag, by the way.
Well,
I recognise it from my company. I'm kidding.
You would do that.
Yeah.
You would do. I could see you throwing one of your handbags from your PJ.
What do you mean I would do that?
Just out of interest, when was the last time we were on a PJ private jet?
What? I've never been on a private
jet. That is bull. That is bull.
You were probably on that. You were probably on the same plane.
I was not.
Can I put it to you?
Sorry, why do you keep making me out that I'm someone? When have you seen me had a hissy fit?
You are aloof.
I'm
you
not
are like
aloof.
One of the. Oh, come on.
Oh, for God's sake.
Like
go back to all your mates at Mick's Shout. Where all your real friends
Jane,
are.
What? I put it to you.
Yep.
That no one does a better showbiz hissy fit than Elton John.
I agree.
133353. If you know, just for the, he does it at airports, he does it at his own concerts. We played some footage the other day.
It was fantastic.
He does it, he cracks it.
Mm. He certainly does.
He's an old campaigner and he doesn't mind letting you know when he's less than happy.
And he loves a bit of gossip too, just quietly. All right.
You got one to go out on or are we done?
All right, I've got one more. You know, we talked about the other day about the trend for mooning your perineum. Yes.
So your perineum, I believe, is how you pronounce it.
I could say the perineum.
Yeah, perineum. Yeah,
perineum. Oh, sorry,
perineum.
Dave. I'll go to Dr. Dangerous here for the correct pronunciation.
Which is also the name of my new thrash metal band. Perineum. I'm on the tour.
Okay. Well, Josh Brolin, you know him.
Yes, he's a very good actor.
Yes.
Thanos.
All right. He can't sit down
No
at
Country
the moment.
For Old Men is his best film.
He can't sit down. because he tried to do this and he went woohoo to the sun and he's burnt his butt hole.
He's burnt his butt. So this is where you salute the,
yes, the sun
with your bot and
legs are kinder.
And he hasn't put the 30 plus on.
No, because who would think to do that?
And
really? And he's got very burnt and he's walking very...
Wait till he starts peeling.
Yes, yuck.
He put it this way. He said, my
no sex scenes for him.
I don't know, can I say this? My pucker hole is crazy burnt and I was going to spend the day shopping with my family. Instead, I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain.
Oh, it must have really...
I don't know who the F thought of this stupid... but nonetheless...
Yeah, you just sit in an ice bucket for a while.
All right, there you go. Was it worth it doing that last story? Probably not.
Order a Negroni. They give you that big bit of ice.
That'd oh, my God. I'm never going to have one of those again with you.
All right. What's up next?
Andrew Hansen going to join us from The Chaser right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Japan's Kotatsu was under the microscope when we last caught up with the Chaser's Andrew Hansen.
You know how they don't like chairs, the Japanese? You know, they sit on the floor.
Yeah.
But the table is, this is the genius, it's heated.
I reckon that's a trick on Westerners.
We'll be in the next room. Yeah. Just don't come in there because
beanbags.
You've got a lot of nice sofas and beanbags.
Really? No, this is what we do. It's cultural. Please, take your shoes off and sit on the floor.
It's really uncomfortable. That's right.
Andrew's playing all his classics from the Chaser songbook in live shows at festivals nationwide in 2020.
It's hard to get a screw when you're a fan of Doctor Who.
And we welcome him back to the show now, Andrew Hansen.
There is a new Doctor Who coming out, Andrew, and welcome.
I know.
Excited about that?
I'm so excited about it.
There's a chick, did you know that, Mick? Doctor Who's for the first time.
Is there?
Yeah.
Why not?
What about you, Mick? Do you think you could be a chick next season?
I would like to. As I said, with a Mrs. Doubtfire kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I think I could do that. Congratulations to you and Chris. The Acras. What was it?
The Acras, the Radio Awards.
Bloody
these guys.
Good. You're really funny.
Really
tough
great.
Tough room, full of celebrities. You hoe into them, and it was bloody funny.
Well, it's very refreshing because also this is great. I think it's great because it's not broadcast, which means that you can just be completely un-PC and you can go people really hard, and it's delightful for us as an audience.
That's true. It's the only award show worth seeing, and nobody sees it.
That's true. Maybe that's why it's so enjoyable.
I worked out a thing because there's an absolute bun fight to get on early because everyone is basically an alcoholic in radio. So
we were on very early.
Normally, you want the big awards up the back, but we're doing a best regional podcast in the Albury area, so we can get on and off before 8:30. So it was good fun all round.
That's the award of the night.
It is, and you played the pianoforte and sang as well. And you are embarking on your first ever solo tour.
I am.
Rock and roll, Andrew.
I am. Well, people keep saying to me every year, oh, I love those Chaser songs. When are you going to play all those Chaser songs? Well, I always say no. So every year I say no. Except this year, it finally got through my thick head to just give people what they want. And
it's
them
a highly
Australia.
Unusual approach.
I know, I normally don't, Mick, but...
Have we got any examples of some of your fine work?
Well, have we got a little snippet
of the eulogy song?
Of the eulogy song, yes.
Yeah, I'll take a listen.
Don Bradman was a total bastard, grumpy, greedy, tight ass who couldn't even score one run last time he played. Kerry Packer was a brothel chief, a tax cheat and a kidney thief. And procreating Jamie was the worst mistake him, but all that was forgotten once he took his final breath. Yes, even turn into top blokes after death.
So I'm going to update that.
You have to update because...
That's
been a long
fantastic.
Time.
Well, a few more people have since passed away.
They have, Jane. Since I wrote that with Chris Taylor, I wrote that. And yes, a few famous
new version?
Look, I'm thinking maybe Gough. Maybe Gough Willer. Maybe Robin Williams. Like people who you're not supposed to criticise.
Oh, that's right.
Should be in
that's
there.
Much more fun. Yeah. I like it.
Maxie Walker?
Oh, that's a good one.
And
what's the plan of attack?
Yes.
What's the plan of attack? You're just going to take it on tour, do a lap around Australia?
Yes,
you're playing
that's
all
right.
The opera houses, I suppose.
All the finest venues.
In fact, it seems like every city is going to be able to see Andrew, and we'll give the details at the end of this. But I did hear a bit of a rumour that you might have a game for us to play.
Oh, do you want to play a parlour game? Have we got room?
I do.
I'm good to go.
Okay, good. This is a game I play with friends. It's called
Celebrity Sounds.
Oh, this is fun. You're going to enjoy this, Mick and Jane.
I can't wait. I'm in.
I'm going to play you some of a TV commercial. All you have to do is tell me which famous actor
is selling out in this TV commercial just okay. by listening okay. to their voice.
All right.
Now, let's take it away with the first bit.
I'm swooning.
I know everyone does.
Smoothie?
One does one's best. You couldn't tell me where I am, could you?
The post office, your sooners.
What luck. I have made an absolute fortune out of just being terribly suave. And I need a proper savings account.
So who's
I'm
going to
go with Sean Connery.
I'm going to go with Roger Moore.
Mick Molloy, you are incorrect. But Jane Kennedy, you have got it in one. Yes.
Ding, ding.
That is Roger
Jeff,
Moore.
And, I just point out I was incorrect.
How could it be Sean Connery? Sean Connery has an accent for a start.
Shut up, Jane. Have one of Shut up, Jane. All right, quick, another one. I like this. This is good.
You like this? Let's just listen to some more. Because who, you know, what better product for the sexiest super spy in the world to advertise than the post office? But Roger Moore also did a Christmas ad for a supermarket. Here he is skiing next to a lady who's trying to chat him up by okay. inviting him back to her chalet. Sounds like this.
Come to my chalet, I give you Christmas surprises.
A fine bird and a good stuffing. Perfect.
A good stuffing.
Yeah, don't you miss him?
That's something that would be my father would say at the Christmas table.
Hang on, I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
A good bird.
It's a good stuffing.
I cannot miss.
Well, all right, have you got any more for us to guess?
Well, I think we should probably just skip to the last one.
All
because
right.
you know, you've already guessed, and I mean, sure, I just want sure. to ask Sir Roger in person now, if you don't mind. I mean, I think we should at least put the question to Sir Roger.
Okay.
What on earth possessed you to do these stupid ads?
I need a proper savings account.
Well, explains
he's
everything.
He's done a lot over the years. Has he? That's really sad.
He was about 96.
Oh, good Lord!
But you'd have to be as suave as Roger Moore to get away with that. You're giving a bird
and
a good
I don't stuffing. Think you could get away with it today. Hey, where can everybody book tickets, Dave?
You go laughingstock.com.au. So we're talking February to March at the Adelaide Fringe Festival, Powerhouse Theatre in Brisbane in March the 12th, then Canberra
Great
on
theater.
The 18th,
yep.
the Melbourne Comedy Festival
Great.
The 26th of March through to April.
Drop my name in Canberra. I'm one of Canberra's favourite songs.
If not
the most favourite
song. I'll give you a
I was born there.
And also Perth you're doing on in April, which sounds
Studio
fantastic. Thank you very much for coming and visiting us too this year. We'd love
Pleasure.
To see
Thank you.
You.
So yes. good.
Pleasure.
And Merry effing Christmas.
Yes, to you.
And you can hear The Chaser on Sydney's Triple M weekday afternoons.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Melbourne.
Calling out around Australia. Are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Summer's close, and the time is right for mixed pub shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, what could possibly go wrong? Yeah. And you'd think I would be the first fatality,
yes.
wouldn't you? There's a big question mark over the moon, man.
Oh, really?
There, What's yeah, happened? Look.
But he's had all day.
Well,
he did breakfast, so, right?
Yeah, he'd gone home and having a nap.
All week we've been saying Moon Man and the team from the morning will
yeah,
be
of
there.
Yeah,
Jess, we should.
So, Jess, well, I'm hoping so.
Pagey.
But look, there was a big Pagey, of course. They're a crack team. They're bloody right. good radio.
Great
and
show.
I'm a guest of theirs in Sydney, so I should be nice.
Yeah.
Moon Man, as to borrow a phrase I like to use, I think it's probably a 50-50. I believe there was a boozy lunch involved,
right.
Which suggested he may or may not be able to.
To do a what?
To stage.
To stand
However,
up?
now I'm hearing there's a health issue.
Oh, come
yeah,
on,
Yeah, that's
Moon
funny.
Man.
I've got a text too.
What?
What's Think happening? Of a text.
Yeah.
What's yours say?
I'm not at liberty to read it out at the moment.
So there's a big question mark.
Whether it'll be there or not.
Whether Moon Man will be there or not. I mean, we could hold a vigil.
Mm. We could.
We could all. Maybe you'll make it a late entrance.
We could go round just with some lozenges and some Aspro Clear.
Some Vicks.
Well, let's do hypothetical. Yeah. Say he has had a big big day.
Oh, you're saying
I like Boozy
lunch.
Moon Man. I like Boozy Moon Man. Boozy Moon Man's the funniest guy
I'm
in
not,
the world.
I'm not sure the lawyers at Triple M like a Boozy Moon Man.
Well, it could be either his or my last show ever.
Both go out in style, will you?
Well, he's doing my material. I mean, it's usually me. Right. Now I know what it's like to be on the other end.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not good, is it?
Normally it's me sending that text. Yeah. Normally it's me going, yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just not feeling.
It's not that good a feeling, is it?
We love you, Moon Man. Either way, any state, you're
welcome
a funny man.
At any time.
You're welcome to join me. The Choir Boys. Now, when I leave this studio, I'm in Sydney, when I leave the studio, I'm walking down to the Chippo. The Choir Boys are probably doing a sound check right now. I'll be on stage. We've got a stand-up on standby who's going to come down anyway, Jacques Barrett.
Yep.
He's a bloody funny bloke. And he's going to entertain us. I'll introduce it. There's free beer flowing freely, I believe, is the best way to describe it. And
how
it's
much
my shout.
Fun.
Free Brick Lane for everybody.
That's great news. Okay. Can I tell you an update that we've got some big news?
Yes, please.
Did you know that our Triple M family in the southwest in WA?
Yeah.
The local Bunbury team have the naming rights to the races at the Bunbury Turf Club. Just saying, the final race of the day, the Kennedy Malloy Handicap. They're racing very soon.
Well
actually.
Done, everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
5:15 WA time, WA.
Yes, that's right. And race one was the Dirty Cliff Cup. That's the local announcer. Cliff has a coffee cup he refuses to clean. Race two is the Allen for Breakfast Maiden.
Awesome.
Whee.
Race five is the Drive Home with Cliff Handicap. They mustn't have many announcers.
Jeez. Cliff works hard.
Cliff works hard, pulling
a double shift down in Bunbury.
Exactly. Race seven is the Kennedy Malloy Handicap. Gotcha.
Now, is your horse running in that? Probably run last in that.
Yeah. No.
Too. Last time your horse ran, what did she do? She strolled across the line.
No, she's just saving herself for another
one. So I believe it's 1,700 metres.
Yeah.
Kennedy Malloy, handicap. We've got to get on this. Shall we have a big bet?
Yes,
shall we try and break a bookie? Is there a bookie down there in Bundaberg we can...
I don't know.
Mr. Kanafa is the favourite, by the way.
Mr. Kanafa?
Oh, yeah. There's the Cat Ratcher.
I reckon my money's on Stella Ann. I think Stella Ann's got it. Or Sophie.
Now you've said it, you're going to have to do it.
Yeah. All right, well done. And thanks to our crew down in Bunbury. That's all great.
Good
on
you guys.
Next?
Oh, it's Dave O'Neill.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be an absolute beauty, make no mistake. We're going to talk about the stupid country. Are we a stupid country? Well, we are compared to China.
Yeah, we are. Are our kids dumb? Yeah, probably, because they're not being taught properly. No, they are.
We'll find out. How dumb's Australia? Give us a call. Evidence of dumb stuff.
I'm also going to let you know what the most common surnames are in every country in the world.
Can I have a go?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the most popular name in Australia? Common. Most common.
Smith.
Oh, spoil it, why don't you?
But I thought it would be something surprising.
No, it's not. It's Smith. Yes. Anyway, stick around because I'll inform you of more interesting things.
Fortunately, there's many more countries
there
to go.
Are
we'll
lots
take your
more
course,
countries.
We'll take your tweets, but we'll start at the top with this bloke.
Dave O'Neill really likes to get in the zone before his appearances on the show.
You and me are interviewing the Bachelorette and her boy.
And
I'm going, we're going all right here. And I'd look over on the couch. Is Dave head back fast asleep? It was public transport head nod.
You know, I always go back to the original American one was a really rich guy, and when you got to marry him, he owned mansions, and now we end up with a bachelorette. She's probably renting an apartment in the Sunshine Coast and works at Priceline.
Please welcome back friend of the show and co-host of the podcast Somehow Related, Dave O'Neill.
Oh, wow.
Hello, David.
Hello, Mick.
Hello,
welcome
Dave.
Aboard.
Welcome.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
It is.
In our studio.
And we're lucky to have you because it's your busiest time of year, isn't
Christmas
it?
Christmas parties.
Yeah.
And they always want me to play Santa. That always comes back.
Can you
play Santa?
And do you ever?
I have in the past, this year.
Does it cost extra?
Extra to put on the suit.
You know, it costs extra for Daryl Braithwaite to sing the horses.
Oh, fair enough, too.
Well, does it cost extra to put you in a Santa suit?
Definitely costs extra.
It should.
Because people grope you, too. Oh.
It's like, hey, Mick, why don't you put a Santa costume on tonight?
You know, Daryl Summers didn't ride horses.
Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh, Daryl Braithwaite.
Ricky Lee.
We do know.
Which is why.
Shut up, we've heard that.
It's Ricky Lee. Yeah. Did he write How's That, though? That's
He did write How's That. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Great song. I heard just talking about Dance
Dance Mums?
Dance Mums, yes.
I've got a brand new show that I'm pitching around called Dance Dads, which is just it's just four different dads sitting in their station wagons listening to the cricket while their daughters are inside in the dance studio. It's like that slow That's train hard. Show on SBS. Oh, yeah. Because you don't go in. You're crazy to go in. Yeah, if you're a dad, don't go.
Really?
Don't want to come to Sydney tonight and do a stand-up spot for me?
Yeah, I'd love to, but I'm
at the Chippo. Oh, the Moon Man. There's a question mark over the Moon Man.
What's the latest?
There's a Moon Man. Well, we don't know. We're trying to locate him.
I think we've got a pretty fair idea.
You know, Moon Man went to the Catholic boys' school down the road from my high school, so yeah. I knew him.
Did he?
I knew him before he was a comedian. I met him at a party 30 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
And he was off chops then. And I reckon he's been the same
forever.
Was that
when he'd had dyed white hair at one stage?
Yeah, that was a crisis he went through. But at this stage, he was working as a customs agent, which is...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was in charge of people, you know, like...
Bring things illegally in the country.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So he used to dispose of them appropriately.
Are you doing a Melbourne one on Friday? You come on. You should be there.
London Tavern.
What are you doing? London Tavern.
Are you around on Friday?
Yeah, I'll be driving past.
Come in.
Come in, drop some magic, cut a deal with
you. You've got to say something else. No, I've got Christmas parties to do in loading bays and factories. I did tyre power the other day. Tyre power.
Okay.
Not just Victoria, let me know. I'm a Victorian, but it was New South Wales, South Australia and Northern Territory.
Oh, pardon me. And regionals.
Did you hear who Dealer of the Year was? Have you heard who the Dealer
was? No.
Monthaggy.
Well done,
to everyone listening in Wonthaggi.
They sell a lot of ties there, don't they?
I said, how is Wonthaggi going? Because people that don't know, it normally means you've missed the turn off the Phillip Island when you're up in Wonthaggi. It's down. It's in Gippsland. It's beautiful. Yeah. You know, nice place.
Gorgeous. Gippsland.
I said to Chris, the manager of Tyre Power Wonthaggi, how's it going, Deal of the Year? He goes, mate, I'll tell you how Wonthaggi's going. He goes, I was changing a tyre the other day in the workshop. Bloke wanders up in tracksuit thongs and goes, g'day, mate, I'm new to town. Where can I buy some chuff around here? He's like, I'm changing tyres, mate. And I said, that's because you've got Dealer of the Year written above your head, mate.
Yeah, that's right. Hey.
Exactly.
Oh, quick, funny stuff. Very quick.
Very good. Now, what are you talking about? Emojis are placed in the alphabet. Is
my
this
teenage son.
You?
My teenage son has told me that they've learnt this at school.
Because
you've got to remember, my son came back from primary school once and said, Dad, I don't know whether to do. I've got a decision, mate. I don't know whether to do hip hop dancing or DJing. Right. Like, would maths kill you? You know, a bit of spelling in
that's
that joint.
Not an option. No science in there.
DJing. Apparently, the emojis are going to replace the alphabet. This is in 20 years' time. Emojis. You're just going to be emojis. And so,
emojis.
And I said,
that'd be very confusing for Mick. Please don't tell him that.
No. So, I said, what, license plate? He goes, definitely license plate. So if you're involved in a hit and run, the cops go, so who ran you over? Was smiley face, smiley face, poo, and a monkey. Yeah. Was the poo happy or was it smiling? Can you remember?
Eggplant. That's why we're so dumb, mate. It's probably one of the reasons Australia's come out today. We're a stupid nation. We're 3 years behind China.
I know,
Things like emojis will have something to do with it.
They will. Hey, stick around, Dave, because I want to talk about Uber Eats with you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sure. Dave O'Neill's with us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malone.
And Dave O'Neill, his podcast, The Debrief, and Somehow Related, wherever you get your podcasts, it is Kennedy Malone.
With Glenn Robbins.
Glenn Robbins.
What's he up to? Does he pull his weight? Is he a genuine 50-50?
It's every time you're on, Dave.
Yeah. He can never be accused of being overprepared. You know what I mean? Like, even when you see him on Have You Been Paying Attention, what he does, for the lion's share of the program, nothing. Yeah. And he goes, I'm kind of coasting. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do something that looks big so they'll use it on the promo.
He's smart.
You know those footballers who only play 5 minutes of good football, but they take that mark or that
thing. But that's all you need is a good five.
But they're not team players.
That's Australian comedy royalty.
What did Glenn's family think when they hear you say that? Please stress that you're very
Glenn's
good friend
of Glenn's. Family don't care for him.
His brothers would be quite happy if you're making fun of him.
Speaking of family.
Can I say something honestly? His brother is funnier than him.
Okay. Yeah, the washing machine repairman.
Oh,
the washing
man.
Machine repairman. When he comes around to do your Fisher and Paykel, he has you in fits of laughter, that guy.
And speaking of family, just quickly, I've got a suggestion for your family if they don't know what to give you for Christmas.
Yeah, yep, yep.
It's a new holder for your phone.
Oh, yeah, my phone's very scrappy, isn't it? My phone cover.
Your phone cover is really...
Ratty. Yeah.
It looks like a homeless person.
It's a phone holder.
It's a phone cover. It's a phone cover.
It's a phone holder.
just a phone cover.
It's falling apart. Look at it.
It's falling apart.
It's a wallet slash phone holder.
I don't want to talk out of school, but Glenn's bought a new car.
We're getting attitude from a woman who went through a car wash with her windows
down. Oh, that's a great story. Yeah, Glenn's bought a new car too, by the way.
What's he bought?
Don't say.
I can't say.
Volvo.
Pretty high end, I'd imagine.
Saab.
It'd be something with lots of airbags.
It took about 4 days to buy it. But isn't he going on a trip with you next week, a golf trip?
No, I think that's my husband.
With Rob Sitch?
Yeah. Didn't make the cut for that one.
What?
No,
didn't even know they were going. I was asking around. I was going, "Hi guys, what are you guys up to next week?"
No, really, the helicopter.
Oh, no, nothing.
How embarrassing.
You can come on the sub trip with me, you, Limo. We can just
they'll play mini golf.
Yeah, we'll drive to Wagga or somewhere.
Hey, Dave, tell me about, have you been relying on your phone a bit? Because it's not you're not into this.
Look, we're trying to make a decision in our family not to look at our phones a lot. And so I've decided I'm only going to use my phone when I'm driving. That's when I'm going to get on my Facebook, tweeting out of the way.
It's a good time to tweet.
Well, it is.
And who's more important, a random pedestrian or my own kids? You know what I mean? Right.
Or your mates just texting, what up?
I do a lot of gigs in the inner city and just all around Australia.
Well, you don't really need to concentrate when you're in the city driving around, do you?
Oh, you do. Absolutely, you do. Because you know what is a pain now is all the Uber Eats, Deliveroo.
Oh, they're everywhere. Oh,
gee, they annoy me. Like mosquitoes, they really.
Do you? Have we asked you this? You don't. You're not into Uber Eats.
No Uber Eats in my house. No way.
Really? Why?
Because I said to my kids,
you sound like your dad. Yes. Being tough about chicken and
exactly. I'm turning to my dad. Yeah. Why? Because our generation, if we want to go and get takeaway food, we've got no car. We're not lazy when we go through the drive-thru. You know, we're different. I say to my son, my teenage son, I said, you know the only way in the 80s you could get your favourite meal delivered to your lap is if you were on death row and it's your last meal. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's the idea for Uber Eats came from. A guy was on death row and went, hey, this is a great idea. We should get this started. It's a shame we're getting put in the electric chair in a minute.
I think you're very nervous because I think that,
Uber Eats.
Yes, once you start, that will be the end of
so
you.
So convenient.
You'll be getting Macca's. That's
a problem. Banana smoothies. One of my friend's nieces is getting banana smoothies delivered to the house.
Oh, one minute you order your first Uber Eats, the next minute you're being cut out of the house. That's just how it works.
You'll see me on the motorbike. I'll drive. I'll deliver for food. Is that Dave O'Neill on a little motorbike going past?
Oh, that's true. Hey, look, we want to thank you for this year. Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Top shelf, Dave.
Oh, this is like the speech you give when you're not coming back. I've had this one before.
You'll be back.
Hey, Dave, plug him again. What's the podcast?
So The Debrief and Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Who's on The Debrief lately? Brad Oakes and Kitty Flanagan's on it, actually.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, she comes on the show.
I ran into Brad Oakes recently. Yeah. You'll never guess where.
Oh, my God. In a gym.
In a gym.
Oh, yes, he's transformed.
Gym. And I said, with no sense of irony, what are the chances of the two of us ever running into each other in a gym?
And neither of you were buying drugs. You were there to get fit.
No.
On that note, Dave.
Dave O'Neill, Kennedy Malloy.
I do it.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A really interesting map has come out today in the news. I'm quite obsessed with it, yep.
Why? How is a map interesting?
Because it is a map of the world and it has got in each country around the world the most common surname.
Why do you need a map for that?
Well, it's interesting that it's laid out like this.
Okay, fine, run them by me.
Let's start with Australia. What do you think the most common surname is in Australia?
Smith.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we established that
today. We established that earlier, and I was right.
Okay.
Yeah. Ding!
What do you think the most popular surname in New Zealand is?
Fish and chips.
It's also Smith.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
I would have thought it would be Chatfield.
No.
You and Chatfield?
Yes, I'll get you.
Yeah.
What do you think the most popular last name in France is?
Oh.
Ha-ha.
I knew you were going to
say that. So did I. How do you spell that? Because it's close.
I'm going to say Mitterrand.
No, it's Martin.
Martin.
Yes,
Jacques
Martin. All right, here's one. Ireland.
Oh.
Ireland has got to be...
I thought it'd be Kennedy. Let's just...
Okay. I don't even know an Irish surname. What's Irish surname?
Well, Malloy.
Malloy's Irish.
How's Malloy go? Where's that finish?
No, Malloy's not nowhere. Anywhere. Nowhere.
Because anyway, Malloy is special.
Nah. It's Murphy.
Samuel Beckett wrote a book called, oh, Murphy, sure.
No, we're not talking about Samuel Beckett now.
He wrote a short book play called Malloy.
Oh, my God.
It's moving.
All right, what about Brazil?
Chapo.
De Silva. That would
De
be...
De Silva?
Yes, in Brazil. That would be Brazil. Mexico you were thinking of.
Fuentes.
No, Hernandez.
Hernandez.
What about
Hernandez? Hernandez with a lisp. Hernandez.
Hernandez with a lisp. What about Guatemala?
Oh. Guatemala is.
Lopez.
Oh, Lopez.
Oh, I know. Here's a good one. Greece. What is the most common last name in Greece? Really easy.
I don't know.
Papadopoulos.
Ask me an Asian one.
Interesting.
Ask me an Asian one.
Oh, yeah, good.
All right. What about...
What about China? The big one.
China, yeah.
Wang.
Yes.
He says yes.
It's a big Wang.
It most definitely is.
I was trying to get a laugh with a Wang.
You got it. What about North Korea?
Oh.
Un.
Close. Close.
Boo.
Kim.
What? Really? Oh, Kim.
Yes, it's Kim.
Oh, okay.
North and South Korea are Kim.
Yeah, that'd be popular.
There's got to be an end to this somewhere. Surely people are snoozing.
But what about...
I find this so interesting.
Yeah, interesting. I like it.
Very what about America? What about America?
Oh, yeah.
Smith.
Is it? Again.
What about Canada? Smith.
Everywhere.
What's going on? That's ridiculous.
What about Germany? What about...
Germany is Müller.
Oh.
Be common. Yeah. Common as dirt.
Oh, I know.
Common.
Italy.
Where did Hitler come? Is that of interest?
Well, Austria. Let me just find Austria. Gruber. Mm. Okay.
Gruber. That's funny.
Italy.
Italy.
Yeah. It's really cool. I really like this last name. Sorry. Jay's giving you a clue by riding a motorbike. Rossi. Rossi.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was going to join the dots on that.
Well, this even is the
This is the worst.
I like it. Shall we wrap it up?
What about the Canary Islands?
Oh, I can't. Where are
they?
It's written so small, I haven't got glasses strong enough to see
that one. Vatalulu, it is. Vatalulu.
You made that up.
Yeah, because you can't double check it.
You made that up. All right.
All right, Fiji.
Oh, Fiji.
Hang on. Got to get me glasses. Fiji is...
Oh, yeah, Kumar.
Kumar, yeah.
Oh, I told you that.
What about Papua New Guinea? John. Last name's John.
John.
Nauru? Yeah. Well, let's not talk about that.
Just give it up. I like it. Hey, many Smiths. Too many Smiths in
the
world.
So many Smiths in the world.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mixed pub shouts happening tonight at the Chippo.
Yes.
Thanks to Brick Lane, by the way.
The choir boys are doing a sound check right now.
Fantastic.
I've just had live footage from there. It's unbelievable. It's going to be a big night. The Moon Man, it's a genuine 50-50.
Come on, Moon.
There's intrigue now. Will he, won't he? Is he sick? Is he damaged after lunch? Is there,
what's
has he been
going
cited?
On?
Has he gone rogue?
What's going up with the Moon Man?
Well, I will be beating this up all night.
Will you?
And I hope to see him. He's probably listening now. From his hospital bed, getting a sponge bath.
You might have to visit him in hospital before the gig.
Get well soon, Loz.
We're thinking
my heart goes out for you today.
Hey,
don't worry about that.
We're
going to have a cracking night. We'll have the rest of the Moon Man team on deck.
Fantastic.
Floating around. It's going to be great, whatever happens.
All right. Now, unfortunately, I've got some bad news about the state of our education.
This is terrible.
It is. Australian students have, unfortunately, slipped again. Yeah. Behind in maths and reading and science and the rest of the world, blah, blah, blah.
Kimmy's the motor on. They motor past us at an incredible rate. We keep dropping down the order. I think we're at 16th in ranked country in most disciplines.
And there's a few issues going on, like a PE teacher has been instructed to teach maths when maybe... That's why they were doing PE in the first place.
Probably not his strong suit.
Probably not.
Often
go hand in hand. And they're
And, of course, China. We're now effectively 3.5 years behind the Chinese gin at the same age. Do we have a news report on this?
Yeah, we do. Take a listen. Here it is.
These are the worst results since international testing began for reading. We've gone from fourth position in 2003 to 16th in 2018. From maths, we've gone from 11th to 29th from 79 countries. And worryingly, Australian students have failed to exceed the world average in maths. In fact, our maths results have declined further than almost any other country over the past 15 years.
Well, hang on. A drop from 4 to 16, that is a drop of seven places.
But isn't that what your iPhone's for and the calculator?
That's right. All you need to do is be able to spell boobs on your calculator.
That's it.
And you've done enough. 133353, evidence the kids are dumb or getting dumber. Do we have any?
Well, Scott might have a suggestion of why, you know, as kids might not be that bright at the moment. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, tell us about you had a work experience, kid.
Yeah, I work in a plumbing and heating and cooling supply store. A couple of months back, we had a young work experience kid. Second day in, managed to stick a staple through his finger.
All right.
What were the circumstances? Was he under pressure? Was there...
No, not at all. He was saying playing with a staple for some reason, managed to stick it through his finger.
Yeah, it sounds
had a bit of a meltdown. Taken down to the doctor, and they wouldn't touch him because we didn't have his Medicare details, so we're trying to ring his mum to get his Medicare number.
Oh God.
Kids don't know their Medicare numbers. My kids wouldn't know.
This kid's a basket case. He stapled himself and can't help you. Can't help you help him.
I'm not sure if it's more reflection on him or us, but we've now put him on a permanent traineeship and he's known as Staples around the place.
That's funny.
His nickname's Staples. That's great.
And interests of health and safety, last week I went out and bought him a glue stick.
No way.
Oh, there it is. A glue stick which will replace the stapler. That's great news. And, of course, you know what you should tell him to do? He can sun his perineum. Tell him to go and do it. It'll be fun and he'll fall.
Shall we try Steve?
Let's do it.
Hello, Steve. Do you know any kids that perhaps aren't the brightest?
Get off. Take Steve off the hole, guys.
Oh, no. No, we can't. Sorry.
Someone else is talking to him. We can't grab Steve.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we can't.
We have a problem in our own office.
Yes. No, we haven't work experience kids in here, that's for sure.
All right. Well, listen, why don't we go to a break?
We can go to Steve now.
Oh, we've got Steve.
Yes. Steve, tell us...
Good afternoon. How are we?
Good afternoon. Good, thanks.
Steve.
Evidence
our children are idiots, Steve.
Yeah. You go to the bakery, you buy your pie and your sausage rolls and whatever, and a can of Coke. It comes to $12.55. Give them a $20 note, they're fine. You give them $20, a $2 coin, and the 50-cent piece and the five, and they are stuck.
I've seen the panic in the faces of young kids at the bakery. I agree.
Oh, that's funny.
We got a prize for
Steve. We do. You've got an Armorall Ultra $250 voucher coming your way to a fuel voucher there, Steve, and the Armorall car pack as well.
I'm a big fan of the Armorall. Yeah, well done, everybody.
Well, come on, Australia. You've got to lift your socks a bit. Come on.
I'll tell you what, we'll go to a break, but we'll take some calls if you need to before the end of the show. 1-3-3-5-3.
It's Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years.
Get that frog out of your voice. What are you doing?
Very
You're a professional.
Okay. Thanks to the Holden Colorado, now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range. Kennedy Malloy.
Let's check in with Tom. He's our Colorado owner of the day. He needs no reward for owning the Colorado. It's its own reward. Am I right, Tom?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely is.
Now, I have got a picture in front of me of your Colorado on the beach looking $1 million. Where is that?
That's on the beach in Bribie Island.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, well, haven't you played it nicely? So you just hoon around Bribie Island whenever you think. How long you had the Colorado?
Oh, I've had since early July.
So it's quite a newbie. Are your mates all a bit jealous?
If they want a brand new Colorado or you of their own, definitely.
And so you live on Bribie Island. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is perfect for pulling a boat or loading on a jet ski, right or wrong?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Plus, you can swap out the tow ball for a recovery point and you can get your mates out of trouble.
You've thought about it all.
You look after yourself and the others, and that's how you feel when you're behind the wheel of the Holden Colorado. You own the world and everything in it. You, sir, are a king among kings.
And it's the tough, trusted, and proven Colorado. That's what you love about it, Tom.
Hey, we're going to post your pictures, mate. They look great.
Oh, thanks.
you're a super champ, and we love you dearly. Brought to you in Colorado in July. You went for the LXX package, yeah?
Yeah, LSX. So I did get a few other extras as well, so I can't remember what came in the LSX package.
And bagged a discount because he's a member of the Redcliffe Dolphins Rugby League Club. Oh, well, that done. Says it all. You, sir, are one of the greats.
I was after I was told about the discount. I can tell you that.
We'll shoot you out a prize pack from Kennedy Malloy.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks to Holden, Colorado. Time. Now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and a shout out to Triple M Southwest 963 in Bunbury as well. Thanks for tuning in to Kennedy Malloy.
Well, in Bunbury, don't forget there's the running of the Kennedy Malloy handicap tonight.
Race 8:15
Eastern Standard Time. Race 7. Who are you on?
I'm on UMI because I thought that was a good rock and roll.
Stellar Ann for me. Hard to beat. It's got to be great. You know you've made it when you've got a horse race named after you. Well done to all in Bunbury. I'm off to the Chippo.
You are.
Good on you.
Hi, I'm going down to the Chippo, and I feel like I'm going into battle again.
But
putting
you're
on the
trooper,
jacket.
Mickey. You're doing well
so far, though.
I'm going to knock the top off some icy cold cans of Brick Lane, and I'm going to sink them. I'm not going to pay for them. In fact, I'm going to shout everyone in the room, will Moon Man be there? I don't know.
He could be. Who
does Moon Man know? I don't think he knows. But the choir boys will be there, and Jacques Barrett will be there, and we'll have a good time, and we're going to have a load of fun. See you down there. If you've got a ticket for the sold-out show tonight, just a quick one. Our show Friday is a request show.
It's
our last show of the year. We're going to play all the bits of music that have been recorded live for us in the studio this year.
We've had some really great bands.
We've had some rippers. And then let us know. You might want to hear, I don't know, the bit where Jane tells us about driving through the car park.
Car wash.
Making Jane cry. They're always fun.
Jane cry is always fun if you want to request.
Everything seems to be at my expense at this stage. I'm sure there's plenty of...
Tight Ass Dave. Maybe you want to hear some Tight Ass Dave stories. Who knows what you want to hear, but put them down. We'll get to them.
We will indeed.
Hey, before we go, though, we're talking stupid kids, Australia, new report, gone down the order. They're a bunch of dumb bums. They're ruining it for everyone.
This
could be
tough.
The end of it.
It's very tough. But we asked you to call.
For evidence.
Yeah. Jamie, you reckon you know someone who's, you know, a little bit of a nong?
Yeah, it's my son.
Oh, okay. You're allowed to say that because you're his mum. What did he do?
When he was 18, so last year, we were going out, my husband and I, so we left him in charge of dinner. And I thought I'd be nice and get him the easy, you know, those ready, fresh pastas. You just boil and add sauce.
Yeah.
So he rings me and he's making it and to ask me if he needs to drain the pasta before adding the sauce.
Okay. Now, I might get Mick to answer that question because, you know, we're not positive Mick knows what you do there either.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you do. You say thank you to the Uber driver. You take your
Have we got something for Jamie?
Yeah, prize pack coming your way. That was a great
story. Good on you, Jamie. Mate. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Steve.
Stupidity at its highest.
Steve, know any dumb kids?
Yeah, myself. I remember when I first went to high school in the 80s, it was when superglue first came out.
Yeah.
And I was in the woodwork room and I remember the teacher saying to us, whatever you do, don't get it on your fingers and put your fingers together because you'll never get it apart. Now, I stood there and called bullshit. And I put the glue on my fingers and I, he was right.
Yes.
Apart, so I ended up at the hospital and they had to unglue them for me.
Oh, my God. I have learnt that if you ever say, particularly to boys, don't do that, don't touch that, that invariably it will happen. Yes. Thanks, Steve.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Hey, let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, what happened to a mate of yours?
Yeah, a kid I know was on work experience with a mechanic, and the mechanic set him up, did it on purpose, said, I need you to turn that nut on the engine 90 degrees clockwise. Yeah, 90 degrees was hard enough, but clockwise just completely threw him. No idea.
Oh, really?
I've seen no kid wears watch today. They wouldn't even know what that means.
Clockwise.
No idea. Well, it's all digital, isn't it?
Yeah, it is all
that's
digital.
Right. We've got a prize, Dave.
Yeah, prize back for all our callers.
Yeah, Jamie, you all get a prize.
Yeah, from Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you very much for that.
Not bad. We are nearly done and dusted for another day.
Yes.
Now, I'm going down the Chippo of the second leg. It's 4 days, four states, four different cities.
One down, one to go.
Has anyone been missing Jane on these shouts? Was there a bit of Jane love last night?
Not till they get drunk. When they get drunk, ah, it's Janey. Anyway, do you know what I'll do?
Yeah.
I'll give out your number tonight.
That's a great idea.
Are you okay with that? And just say, give Jane a call and just check in and let her know how much fun you're having.
What about that? No, perhaps not. People can contact us here at Kennedy Malloy.
Okay, well, it's the Chippo tonight, then Newcastle, then Melbourne on Friday as well. And thanks to Brick Lane, who are bringing the beers tonight.
Brick Lane Brewing.
Tomorrow on the show, Blanche.
Del Puget.
I'm not sure how you pronounce her surname. Del Puget.
Del Puget.
She will be joining us and a big Thursday show as well. So that'll be tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy. The catch-up will be up as well. So if you missed any of today's show, grab the catch-up of the show from today.
Have fun,
Dave
Mickey.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
I'm off to have a Brick Lane now.
Me too.
Talk to you tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.